A rail disaster in Quebec in 2013 touched off international concern about the safety of so-called oil trains that haul crude from oil fields to refineries and ports across North America, including Albany. A Canadian author and a local activist say that while the media attention has waned, the danger is as great as ever. In July 2013, a runaway crude oil train from North Dakota derailed and exploded in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, killing 47. Regulators said 72 tanker cars had been misclassified as posing a low risk. The incident made headlines worldwide and sent officials scrambling to appease public concerns about rail safety. Oil trains became a buzzword for activists and politicians, from New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer to newly minted Albany Common Councillor Dorsey Appleers. 6 years and innumerable pages of legislation later, tankers still pass and park dangerously close to Ezra Prentice Homes, a 179-unit apartment complex in Albany's South End. Bruce Campbell, author of The Lac-Mégantic Rail Disaster, Public Betrayal, Justice Denied, spoke Wednesday in Albany at an event sponsored by Save the Pine Bush.
It was important for me to tell the entire story because memories tend to fade and people forget what happened and why it happened and who was responsible. And so I've encapsulated that in a book, and I don't want it to happen anywhere else. If I can tell that story, and it will lead to actions which prevent history from repeating itself, then I think I will have done what I intended to do.
Campbell is personally acquainted with many of the Lac-Mégantic residents and blames the tragedy on regulatory failure, negligence, and corporate criminality.
No one has been held accountable. There were three frontline workers that were tried and were acquitted. None of the people that were responsible has been held accountable. So that's where the subtitle, Justice Denied. There's so many unanswered questions, and there is a need for justice. There's been no public inquiry.
The Canadian press reported 37 of 110 improved, upgraded oil tankers spilled crude in February in western Manitoba after derailing on farmland. Although the U.S. government has tightened regulations on oil tankers, Campbell has concerns about Albany.
Oil by rail is on the rise again. Record volumes of oil by rail exports, certainly from Canada. They're still coming from the Bakken region, fracked oil from Bakken. I don't have the power to stop it. So if I can do anything is to do what I can to ensure that it happens as safely as possible. They should be looking at ways to bypass major population centers. That has happened in Lac-Mégantic, where the worst rail disaster certainly in Canadian history happened, and it has to be the case in other urban centers as well.
Former Albany Common Councillor and South End activist Dom Calcellaro warns that danger stems from lax regulation.
There's no oversight. It was the same thing that's happened here, and it's happening even more now under the Trump administration. You see with the airlines, with the, you know, with the 737s, they keep taking regulations off, and we didn't have enough. Same thing was going on here. We allow the railroads to, you know, check the rails themselves, you know, tell us how volatile the fluids are, the gasoline or the oil, the petroleum products that they're shipping, and they don't, for the Lac-Mégantic, they lied. They actually had the wrong number on there. It was actually a much more volatile petroleum product and what they even listed on the tank cars. We really have to keep up on this.
In January, the U.S. Department of Transportation rescinded a 2015 order regarding the safety of trains that haul volatile materials. Calcellaro worries about city residents who live near the tracks.
At Albany today, we're not getting the crude oil trains we're getting. But every day we have unit trains, 180 to 120 cars, of ethanol going through downtown Albany. And ethanol might just be as bad, if not worse, than the crude oil. And this kind, and they're brushing that off, well, it's ethanol, so it's okay. But it's not okay. And who's regulating that? Who's watching the amount of ethanol they're getting? And again, it's coming through downtown Albany, the park downtown, the trains, they're leaving the empty cars still parked behind Ezra Prentice. like they were before.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.